I heard they needed volunteers about 6:30, and I was debating whether I should go. It was overcast. I'm an older guy. What difference could I make? And I really wasn't going to go, but then I thought about my 6-year-old grandson. And if it was him, I'd want every single person out there searching till he was found. So I got dressed in sneakers and a ball cap and a white shirt with long sleeves so I could be easily seen and also protected from the elements. And I got in my car and drove. And I felt a little bad because I was skipping Mincha, the afternoon prayer service, but I knew that I had to do it, so I actually prayed while I was driving. Sorry, Rabbi. Anyways, I got to the scene and there were hundreds and hundreds of people, mostly milling about, waiting at the command center in the Patergat marshes. And they were drawing up a grid, and I didn't want to wait. I just wanted to go. So I went. And I just started walking, walking, searching with my flashlight. I had binoculars, not that they did me any good. And most of the crowd was behind, waiting for instructions. And I mean, people had been searching there for hours to no avail. So I walked under the bridge by the Belt Parkway, up and down the beach, calling out his name, Yosef, Yosef, come, we have pizza and ice cream for you. We're looking for you. And there was no answer. And I'm walking around maybe hour and a half, and I was getting tired. And I'm like, I really shouldn't stay out here too long. I gotta watch my own health. So, I started going back, and then I saw a dirt path, and I turned onto the dirt path, and I was calling out, Yosef, Yosef, and I heard a child's voice say, Ta. So I started saying, Is that you? Is that you? And I didn't hear anything else. And I looked behind me, and there was another guy there. He said, Did you hear that? I said, Yeah, I heard it too. So he went rushing off into the marsh, youngster that he is. And I happened to have the cell phone number of the top cop who was running the search, Richie Taylor. He's deputy inspector, big guy in the NYPD. So I called him and he didn't answer. And I called him and I called him and I was like a crazy person calling him over and over again. And finally he picked up. I said, Richie, I heard something. You got to send some units here. So it took about 15 minutes and a couple of ATVs showed up. And then another 5 minutes later, a big truck with a massive light showed up and everybody was asking me, where did you hear him? How did you hear him? Where were you standing? Where did it come from? And I just stood there and I felt stupid because what if I'm taking resources away and I didn't really hear anything? Anyways, so once they had my location, I asked if it's okay to go. So I started walking out and about 2 minutes later, I hear a big shout and some people around me said, they're singing, they're dancing. So I ran back to where I was and I got the volunteer, the Hatzalah guy, and I asked him, did they find him? He says, yes, they found him. I said, is he okay? He says, I don't know. So then I ran back to where the base camp was, with the ambulances and whatnot, and they were just bringing him out. And I was so thankful. So, I didn't stay around for much. I danced with everybody. I think that made it on the news. But then I went back to my car because it was pouring. We were getting soaked in buckets. My clothing is still completely drenched. Anyways, I get a phone call from Richie Taylor. He says, Victor, you were the major break in this case. Your tip brought us to the right place. And I can't even tell you how shaken I remain, even this morning. It just shows that one person can make a difference. Just go, just do. My mother used to say, "Go and do." That's who am I? I'm some old 56-year-old guy, And it apparently made a difference right when they were giving up hope, right when the sun was already set and the rain started coming down and eliminating any trail. You just keep going. You just do and don't worry about looking stupid or feeling stupid. You just do. And I'm so thankful that I got to be part of the story and that boy is okay, and the family's okay, and Claudia Charlotte's going to be okay.